Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how has the makeup of the Torre Molinos Jewish community changed since it was created in the 1970s? Torre Molinos is a municipality on Spain's Costa del Sol, immediately to the west of the city of Malaga. A poor fishing village before the growth of tourism that began in the late 1950s, it was the first of the Costa del Sol resorts to develop and is now one of the most multicultural cities in Andalusia. Foreigners make up about a quarter of its permanent population, with residents from about 130 different countries. There's been a Jewish community in Torre Molinos since the 1970s, and we recently spoke with Dr. Robert Stern, a former president of the community and one of its most prominent members. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Dr. Stern. Could you tell us first a little bit about your own background and your relationship with this congregation?
So, first of all, thank you for inviting me for this interview. I live here in Torre Molinos now 15 years, and I came here, and a few years after I get involved into the life of this community. It was a quite small community and got bigger now, and I'm active in the community life here, helping like everybody here with what we can.
Could you tell us a little bit about the history of the community? When did it begin and who are members? Where are they from?
Well, the history of the community begins some in the 70s, at the end of the 70s, when actually it was the only community it was in Malaga. And there were a few families who were Shomer Shabbat. They couldn't travel in Shabbat, and they lived in Torre Molinos. So they thought about to make a community here in Torre Molinos. And it began, of course, with a very, very small apartment and with only just a few people, like David Malou. And it was parallel to it. It came a family. It's Mr. Louis Mintz, who came to Torre Molinos. He came from London, and he bought an apartment here. And they made also a community, an Ashkenaz community. So when the both congregation, the Ashkenaz and the Sephardic, they saw that they don't have enough people, so they gathered and they made together the synagogue, which it was in Shabbat. It was half Ashkenaz, half Sephardic. Also the ritus of the prayers, it was half Sephardic, half Ashkenaz. With the people who came from England, they got older and older, so they came less and less. So, and finally, it remained like a Sephardic community. The people who come here, they are mostly from northern Morocco, also from Casablanca. There are only very, very few families who are Ashkenaz families, so the most of them, they are people coming from Morocco or from Melilla and Ceuta.
About how many Jews are there in Torre Molinos and how many families?
Well, officially we have something about 70, 80 families, but I suppose, so in Torre Molinos there lives about some 300 Jews, also people coming a few from Israel, and also you cannot forget that Torre Molinos is a place for holidays, so there are residents, time residents, who they are here for perhaps 3 months, 4 months, 2 months. They come and they go, or they come only in the summer. Also, there are families of the people living here. There are the grandparents are living here, and the children are coming from Madrid or from Paris or from other part of the world. So in the summer, we have double or triple of the people living here.
About how many people attend the services on Shabbat, for example?
Well, actually, we have daily services. We have daily services during the day, normal working day. We have. It depends if it's wintertime or summertime. In the wintertime, we have, of course, less. We have about 15 people attending during the week. And for Shabbat, we have, when it's a very rainy day, we have 40 people. If it's a good day, we can have also 60, 70 people. And in Shabbat, and summertime, or during the week also, we have a lot of people. But during Shabbat, in the summertime, we have to put more chairs because there are some 150 people, 170 people. So quite in the summer we have groups coming from Israel, from the United States, from France, of course, also a lot of people.
What do you do about kosher, about getting kosher food?
Well, it's a very good question, and I can say that with the biggest modesty, but we have one of the best kosher infrastructures here in Spain, in Torremolinos. Our rabbi, he's also a shochet, and the rabbi from Malaga also is shochet, so we make a double shechita, common shechita, the both rabbis. And we have a kosher butchery with the own production of meat and of meat products. Also, we have a delicatessen or a kosher supermarket, which, you would say it in Israel, it would be a makolet, not a supermarket, but we have products importing from Israel, also from France, from England. So we have, for all the kashrut we have glatt kosher coming also from Manchester, from Paris, and so it's no problem. The kosher here really, it's not. Of course, you cannot compare it with cities like France or London, but what you need we have here. And in Malaga also there are two kosher supermarkets, and also it's a kosher bakery in Malaga, so it's no problem. We have also a kosher restaurant here. It's a meaty restaurant. And during the summertime, and also when there are more people, we have also a dairy restaurant, which is a pizzeria. It's kosher.
Does the synagogue have other kinds of activities? Are there children, for example, in the congregation, and do you have classes?
Yes, of course. We have after school, like you say, it's a Talmud Torah for children between 4 years old, 5 years old, until the bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. There are about 25 children, and they are attending 3 or 4 times a week, these after school, for 2 or 3 hours, boys and girls. Actually, we make it separately, boys and girls. The boys, they are with the rabbi, the girls with the rabbanit. And of course, because also the program, because they are studying different things. And they make also activities during Lag BaOmer or Purim. Or we make also a lot together with a community from Malaga, because we are only 15 kilometers from each other. So they have also their own Talmud Torah, and we make a lot of activities together with the children also from Malaga. There is in Malaga also Madrich. And so the activities are common activities, and football games, and so on. So,
where is the rabbi from?
The rabbi, he is from Melilla. He's from Melilla. He studied in Jerusalem, in the yeshiva in Jerusalem, and it's a young rabbi, very dynamic rabbi, and he's making a lot with the children, with the young generation.
Can you tell us about the synagogue itself? How long has it been here, and what was here? What was there before? What kind of synagogue? You mentioned starting in an apartment, but when did you actually get a synagogue?
Well, it was, of course, an apartment. Then I told you about Mr. Mintz, who bought a place which was some 150 square meters, and there was the first synagogue, and it was in the beginning of the 80s, and the community got every year bigger and bigger. We had to go in a hotel for Yom Kippur, yes, because it was not enough place. So that's why with the local donations, and I tell local donation because really actually the help from the government, it's not very big, or today it's nothing. And we made this synagogue, which we have it till 2005. 2005, the new synagogue, and Baruch Hashem is big. But sometimes also this synagogue, now it begins a little bit to be too small in the summertime. But it's still enough. Yeah, we have also, what I forgot to say also, from the Taharat Mishpacha, we have also a mikveh, a ritual bath, separately for men and separately for women, which I think it's quite important for a community.
Where do you see the community going? I mean, if you had a crystal ball, where do you see the community going in the future?
Well, it's now a little bit difficult to say because, as you know, we are living here in Spain at the moment, the economical crisis. So we try the three communities. That means the community from Malaga, and also 40 kilometers from here, there is a community from Marbella. And we try together to make a school. This, of course, it's a very important thing, a Jewish school, because a Jewish school, if you see now at the moment the demographical structure of this community, there are a lot of retired people. So the average of the age, I could say it's something about between 40 and 50. And of course, the school, it would attract a lot of young families. We had families with children, and they had to move to Madrid, or they have to move to Gibraltar, where you have the Jewish schools. I hope if we succeed to make here a Jewish school, so I see really future for the Jewish life here. Of course, it depending also from the political situation, as you see, there is, it's a pity, but it's a rising of the anti-Semitism in all Europe at the moment. There are families moving to Israel. We have also a very interesting thing here in Spain. There are every year more families for the Bnei Anusim, who they were families for during the expulsion of the Jews in from Spain. Now they get back to their Jewish religion, and you have the places like Alicante, Murcia, every time more people. And we have now three families here in Torremolinos who they converted to Judaism, and even these people, they go to Israel, to live in Israel. So it depends on the economical situation, it depends also on the political situation, how it will be in Europe. And if it's okay, so I think there is place to getting bigger this community here.
Has this community felt any anti-Semitism in Torremolinos?
Well, I cannot say actually. Well, we have two times that they put on our door swastika. But we don't know who it was. It can be children. So, but open anti-Semitism or active anti-Semitism here in Torremolinos, we didn't have. Not like in Madrid. In Madrid, I heard that it was more. But no, here in Torremolinos, we didn't have.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Well, what I forgot also to say, that we are now in a project to build like a place for free time activities, for conferences, and for the children, for having a place where they can make activities. It's quite a big project. I hope also that these three communities which are here in the south, that they will get more cooperation, and I hope that it will be okay to live together with the population here and to live our normal Jewish life.
Something I forgot to ask you is that you mentioned that the community is getting older. Do you have any kind of facilities for the older people, or seniors?
Yes, we have a Bikur Holim, of course, which helps people who are ill and also older people. And we try now here to make a house for older people. But of course, to make it by ourselves, it's a little bit more difficult. So we got the Bikur Holim together with we have a Jewish, medical Jewish association, and together we are now making a project in an Oldry house, which is near here in Ben Almadena. It's a private Oldry home, and we try to make in this home to make a special place where Jewish people can live. And we have already somebody there. He's 95. And we provide him with the kosher food, so they told us it's no problem if there are some Jewish holidays that we can make Hanukkah, for example, there. And they are very open-minded, so I think that this will be, at the moment here, the first step for a Jewish Ode home. And of course that we try to help personally by the community or also privately the older people who need help.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Tanguillos del Olivo, composed by Javier Limón from Spain and performed by young Middle Eastern musicians from different backgrounds. This is from their CD, Promesas de Tierra. See you next week.